Hey, Naina here. Welcome back to Naina's Azar, a podcast about the lives of young adults like you and I. The internet is a sheer competition for people's attention. Podcasting makes it way easier. Unlike YouTube, you don't have to constantly pay attention to your phone screen. Instead, you can just plug in your earphones and get back to your usual leisures. It is tough to deny the fact that the world is moving at such a mad pace. We are all very well aware of India's heartbreaking stories. Then there takes place some very moving series of events in the USA. Then there is a cyclone in West Bengal called Amphan. About 100 people lose their lives. Just when we thought that, okay, it's gone now, Cyclone Nisarg arrives in Mumbai. Then there is this Tiddi Dal eating away all the crops. Apparently, there is an Ebola outbreak in Western Congo now. 4 people have died already. Some blood-sucking ticks have invaded Russia these days. Also, I read somewhere that this year, a number of asteroids will pass the Earth's orbit and the planet is prone to hit one. Cherry on top was the spotting of a UFO by Pentagon. Had it been normal times, this would have made the biggest headlines. But all this is happening in the midst of a damn pandemic. This is really crazy times to live. Can we please skip this year, please? It seems to me unjust to not talk about these issues and then bring up my own. Lekin asteroid to rokne nahi jayenge na. So the show must go on. So this is where I introduce to you the issue which I find most relevant now than ever. You already know from the title that it's career and anxiety. But before that, there's a disclaimer. In no way is my purpose to give you any freaka gyan. Nobody wants that. Instead, I feel like ki agar bachpan se ye conversations normalize ki hoti, to a lot of damage could have been prevented. The fact that failures are okay, not having a plan is okay, being confused is okay, and even losing is fine. My purpose is to bring to the table a bunch of relatable thoughts of an 18 to 20, 21 year old. Even if a single person relates, then maybe I'm doing quite well. So let me tell you a brief story about how I got into this rat race, or for the lack of a better word, how I was pushed into it. Nobody is to be blamed here, it is just how things work. So when I got into this all-hide school in Indore, things shooted from there. From being a shy, introverted little girl, to the over-enthusiastic, unlikable teacher's favorite kind of student, this school had shaped me and my life as a competitive human. Participate karke jeetne ka keeda hi lag gaya tha. Lekin ab, school was over. And so was I. Back to being the shy, introverted little girl. Shuru mein bilkul hazam nahi ho rahi thi baat. Lekin it was real. The pressure to stand out, be good, win was always there. It never really helped though, sirf pressure hi bada. I think a lot of you must have experienced this the way I do. The thought of having made the wrong career choice, feeling like galat jagah aa gaye, that maybe I should be doing something else or maybe there are better options that I should have chosen. But nonetheless, ab to aa gaye na, to make the best out of it. Grab all and everything that the place has to offer. Yaar, bolna asaan hai, lekin when you are in a place where you constantly feel that you don't belong, working becomes a huge pain. But then I also explained to myself ki abhi to budding years start hi hue hain and we are taking so much into that chota sa kaddu. 2-3 years into the real world aur itna dar lag raha hai. It's so difficult even to share the thoughts that I get sometimes. Being unemployed, living in denial, failing forever, missing out, being poor and what not. Maybe it's better to approach a different thought process now and normalize failing. Not easy in this world of course. लेकिन अपने मन में तो कह ही सकते हैं ना तो क्या हुआ इफ आई फेल्ड लैक्स ऑफ पीपल डू देयर इज नथिंग टू बी अशेम्ड ऑफ एंड देयर इज अ होल लॉट ऑफ लाइफ लेफ्ट टू बी एक्सप्लोर्ड सो मेनी पीपल टू मीट सो मेनी बुक्स टू रीड सो मेनी प्लेसेस टू गो क्या होगा टेंशन लेने से मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम्स द फियर ऑफ फेलिंग एंड नॉट बीइंग लाइक्ड स्टॉप्स अस फ्रॉम डूइंग द बेस्ट इन दैट केस इमेजिन पीपल हु आर अनहैप्पी विद देयर 9 to 5 जॉब भाई अगर अनहैप्पी रहना है तो बी बाय फेलिंग एट डूइंग समथिंग यू लव. फॉर दिस आई हाईली रिकमेंड यू वॉच जिम कैरीज कमेंसमेंट स्पीच एट महर्षि यूनिवर्सिटी. इट्स अ गेम चेंजर, ट्रस्ट मी. एक कंफ्यूजन और आता है दिमाग में, enjoying life versus hustling harder. I think it's a subjective matter for every person as long as you're honest with yourself. For example, I tell myself every day that I'll write the script or read something and then I don't. And now there is this additional guilt to be dealt with. Same applies to fun. If you have made a Goa plan, then go. Or if you have decided to call someone, then do it. आई पर्सनली हैव फ्रेंड्स जिनको मैं सालों से कॉल करने का सोच रही हूँ, बट माई एंशियस लिटिल कद्दू हमेशा बीच में भांडी मार देता है. सॉरी यू गाइज. सो टू कंक्लूड, आई थिंक इट्स बेस्ट टू से दैट वी शुड बी प्रिपेयर्ड फॉर द वर्स्ट. द वर्ल्ड वॉज नेवर ईजी, लेकिन अब तो देर इज अ होल लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स टू बी डेल्ट विद. द न्यू वर्ल्ड विल नॉट बी अ केक वॉक. पोस्ट ग्रेजुएशन एंग्जाइटी विल बी अ मेस. The tendency to constantly compare ourselves to others will make things even worse. No matter where you go, you'll always find people who are better than you. Befriend them, get something from them. Insecurity never helps. So that's all I have for you today. I think a lot of things remain in this topic. Message me all the things I missed in this episode and I'll cover those in part 2 apparently. Once again, thank you very much for listening to all my teenage nonsense. I am very grateful for all the beautiful messages you sent me after episode 1. Your love keeps me going. I'll see you next week in the same time. You can catch me on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public and Pocket Cast as well. You can also leave a comment if you click on the Breaker app and tell me if you have any podcast ideas or if we can collab. Until then, all the positive vibes.